Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Let's Talk About It, your weekly wellness radio for Mexicali and Imperial Valley. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm Maria Wyatt and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi, thank you for joining us. We are joined by a conference room of people this morning. Temple University's Child and Adolescent Anxiety Disorders Clinic. We've got Dr. Philip Kendall. We've got Anna Swan, Jeremy Petermans, and Alexandra Hoff. They're all clinicians. And we are talking about childhood anxiety. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thanks.
Now, we kind of talked in the first segment about basically anxiety in children in particular probably is a little bit bigger and broader than we would suspect it to be. I mean, 1 out of 10 is a pretty impressive number. How do we go ahead and begin to determine whether or not, if our children are struggling, whether or not it's anxiety, and then what do we begin to do about it?
Yeah, it's a great question, Scott, and I'll try to give you the short answer, but the long answer is a 4-hour structured diagnostic interview.
You could talk really fast.
You know, does the child express feeling disturbed by or upset by things? Is it maladaptive? In other words, you could be a little under stress, but it could be helping your performance. So it's got to be interfering or maladaptive. It's got to be more extreme than you'd expect based on the situation. So it's excessive and disturbing, distressing. And in part, it's got to be developmentally inappropriate. Like Jeremy said earlier, it's got to not fit what is typical for kids. Anxiety is normal. Everybody has it. But if it's extreme and interfering, that's when we see it as a problem.
Okay. And so kids are coming into office, and those are kind of some of the questions and the ways that you're looking at it to let you know if you got a hit here, to let you know if anxiety is a problem. And isn't the only this? Do lots of things overlap with this? Do you like other types of disorders?
Other diagnoses, or
yes, this is Jeremy. Other diagnoses with anxiety are the norm, not the exception. Most kids who come into our clinic have multiple anxiety disorders, and many kids who come in also have co-occurring depression. Sometimes we see co-occurring ADHD. Sometimes even oppositional defiant disorder. So it's very common to see that.
About 85% of the kids who will have a primary disorder, that's an anxiety disorder, will have a second disorder.
Wow.
And that second disorder, most of the time, is another anxiety disorder. So you're talking maybe only 20% will have a second disorder that isn't anxiety.
So how do you treat that? I mean, do you treat the anxiety first, or do you treat both diagnoses at the same time, or how does that work?
This is Alexandra. It kind of depends on the child and what we kind of, we ask the kids and the parents what they think, and sort of also use our own sort of judgment about what we think is the most interfering problem. And, for example, if a child has ADHD and anxiety, but it seems like the ADHD is a bigger problem at the moment, they might not be able to do as well in treatment at that time until the ADHD is more under control. So in that case, they might have them treat the ADHD first. But in a lot of cases, in fact, most of the time, we really see that the anxiety is something that we can work with, and that might also help with some of the other problems, like, for example, if they're experiencing depression as well, or some of those symptoms, then, treating the anxiety might also help with the depression. So we can, like I said, it kind of depends, but we would often treat the anxiety first, but there might be some other cases where we wouldn't.
Now, is there an age cap, or like how young can you treat a child with anxiety? Is there a limit, or how young?
Hi, this is Anna. So the treatment protocol that we use has been developed for kids between the ages of 7 and 17. Certainly you can treat children who are younger than that, but when you're treating kids who are younger than 7, we typically incorporate the parents more than we would in treating kids who are older. And we also, the treatment that we'll talk about later on uses cognitive and as well as behavioral components. And when we're treating younger kids, we focus more on the behavioral kinds of things rather than on their thoughts, just because younger kids aren't quite as good at identifying what they're thinking when they're feeling nervous.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.